Go to Teira, Tzav, page Tezvav, second column. We started yesterday, the Smaim Sheshet Yom Techel Matzah, the second one. Okay, now Rebbe asked a few questions over here. First of all, again, the same question. Why by Shmini Atzeres does it say Atzeres Tialochem for you? And Pesach it says Atzeres Hashem Alekachot for Hashem. And also it says, you're not allowed to do work. Why does it say you're not allowed to do work? It should say, like it says, Melecha Savaydu, which includes that you would be allowed to cook. So he starts explaining there's a machlekes if Yom Tov is half for you, half Hashem. He says, the machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua says, half you, half Hashem. Melezer says, either you or Hashem, and therefore if you fast, then you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to cook. Okay, that's where we're up. Oh, the last thing that Rebbe is saying like this. When a Jew does a mitzvah, they have simcha. If does Hashem is simcha. The problem is, we don't feel, the Nefesh HaBamis doesn't feel it. So he says, Yom Tov, when you feed the Nefesh HaBamis wine and food, and it, so the Nefesh HaBamis feels it. Okay, so he said like this. Okay, we start like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines from the end of the page. And he says, by bringing the blood and the fats on the Mizbeach, the limbs and the blood on the Mizbeach, so then the Nefesh HaBehema, the animal that you're bringing on the Mizbeach, goes up to the Eish HaLemayla, back to the fire of above. Meaning, Lamakar Chaitzon, to the place it came from. What the Machin is, B'nai Shar Shabbat Merkav El Yoina. In other words, when you bring a behemoth as a korban, so the animal becomes elevated to the source of the animal, which is the shard and the Merkav. Lachain, Aide Achilas, Basar Shlam, therefore, by eating the meat of this korban, Hayyuchelim, the Smeach Bashem, you're able to physically rejoice in godliness. Why? Because the meat becomes the intermediary between the level of Kedusha and the level that you get, and therefore you feel it more. From the Koyach and the Chayis that a person receives, which is Midabed, which is the same issue. How could a person who is a human sustain themselves from animals and plants and all that? Because the source is much greater. And then the person because the first is the last, and the last is the first. The source of diamonds comes from the world of Teo. But Shvir Sekelim, the animals fell all the sparks fell all the way down to become Daimim Semechai. So therefore, by the Akravas say Murim Adam, by bringing not only by a person eating it, by bringing these animals on the Mizbeach, Shenichlu Va'elul Mekaden, that I go back to the source, Nasa Habasar, Mamutza Sheyochel Esmer by Yisbarach, that you're able to rejoice in it. Okay, so he said that's why. Yom Tov is a great to skip the parentheses. Okay. Ice base, next page, 30. So the Altareb explains, so what's the inyan of the simcha? Because when you bring a korban, it elevates the animal, and therefore that level of kedusha comes down, and therefore you're able to feel it in the physical nefesh habamis, it's because you're eating it. You're eating food. It talks to it. It's also, but it's not the same chiyuv. Shabbos is einig. Shabbos is pleasure versus Yom Tov, which is the level of simcha. Okay, so he says, Hine, Amir Azal Chazal, tell us. Okay, page 30, Eis Beis. Let's skip the parentheses. That's what he's saying. Yom Tov, you eat physical meat. But now he says, Olam Haba, Ein Belei Achila V'Leishtia. Olam Haba, though, doesn't have eating or drinking. L'fi Das Rambam. Koy Alele Neshamis, that refers to the world of Gan Eden. Neshamis, V'Ramban Heishiv Olav. Shem Kedvarov, Imke Machid Eshashmeinim Megemara. Okay, there's a famous Machlekes, we learned already many times, between Rambam and Ramban. What is the ultimate reward? Is it neshama in a guf or neshama out of the guf? The Rambam learns, Elam Haba, Emelei Achil, Leishtir, refers to Gan Eden. Gan Eden, there's only neshamas, right? There's no eating and no drinking. The Ramban asks on him, on the Rambam, that's not what the Gemara means. Because obviously in Gan Eden, there's no eating and drinking. So what's the Gemara telling us a chiddush that Olam Haba has no eating and drinking? Of course, in Gan Eden, there's no eating and drinking. There's no body. So therefore, the Ramban learns, what does the Gemara mean when it says there's no achil or shtia? It means tchias ha-mesim. That even after tchias ha-mesim, when the neshama in a body, there won't be eating or drinking. He says, in Ramban, he says, in Kei Machidish, Sheshmeinu HaGemara, the Ramban asks on the Rambam if the Gemara means Gan Eden, Chishayich LeNefesh B'li Guf Achila. How can a neshama without a body eat? Like, what's it eating? Elamasik Shekoy Alzman Tchias HaMesim. So therefore, the Ramban learns what does it mean of Olam Haba. He says it means Tchias HaMesim Sheyodem B'Guf. That person will be alive. He's not going to be eating or drinking. Let me share on Har Sinai. What does that mean? What's the eating of eating? What's the purpose of eating? Like it says, friends eat. Drink and get drunk, friends. So he says, what does the pasuk mean? Eat friends above. What's friends? Okay, it says like this. Chochma and Bina are called two inseparable friends. Okay, so it says, Reim is Chochma and Bina, he says, and Deidim, Lusato, that's the level of Zov and Nukva, which are the Midas of Chesed, Gvur, Verachmim. Okay, so it says like this. The Pasuk says, Ichlu Reim, which represents Chochma and Bina. Shesu v'shichlu deidim refers to the Zohar Malchus. I know shebechdei shebechinas roim. In order for there to be reim, I mean, shebechinas Chochma and Bina, zarchliya sachila has to be eating. Because by reim, it's interesting, the pasuk by reim says eating. And by deidim, it says drinking. Ichlu reim, and the deidim should drink. So he says, in order for there to be Chochma and Bina, you need to eat. In order for there to be Midas, you need to drink. What does it mean? Which means like this. Yeah. But by drinking, though, it says by Reim. And by ichlu, I'm sorry, by drinking, it says by doidim, which he says means the midas. Reim is the chochma bin over there, it says eating. It refers definitely to alcoholic beverage. By Hashem, that there's nothing connected to Hashem at all. You can't use the word attributes. When do Sfiras begin? When Hashem comes to the realm of Atzilus. In Elukus, above Hishtalshulis, there's no Chesed, there's no Gvura, there's no Seichel, there's nothing. There's only Elukus. Afilu b'chinas Chochma, even the level of Chochma, Kulam b'chochma sisa, ksiv. Shebchin is ha-chochma. Nikre l'gabe, that by the essence of Hashem, the level of chochma is called asiyah. And nikre adam da asiyah, which is called anchakim, you're chakim. But when does antu chakim v'lei b'choch miyidil? We learned in Pasuk Liyol in the Torah Ord. You're the level of chokhmah when it comes into atzilus. And even then, it's only the source of chokhmah. But higher than atzilus, lav mikolin amidus yu klal. You're not at all connected. Hashem's not at all connected to midas. Ki amid, the same bechin as gvulu midah. Midas, by definition, by you know the word midas, the seven midas, means midah, means measurement. Right? That besides emotions. But midah is a measurement. In order to reward the tzaddikim, he says like this, what's the purpose of Elokus coming into world? Number one, you need a limited world. Number two, neshamis can handle infinite reward. Where's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is Bria. Right up there, Gan Eden is Bria. Bria is a limited world, it's not even Atzilus. So in order that the Zohar Tevel Tzadikim and Lanish Rishayim. And he says, why? Shema Yurachmim Pshutim B'li Gvul Midah. Because if Hashem would have unlimited Rachmanus or unlimited Chesed, Hayim Erachim Gam Al Rishayim, then nobody would ever be punished. Right? Unlimited kindness means there's no punishment. So then Hashem couldn't punish the Rishayim if he has unlimited Chesed. Hashem wanted to reward tzaddikim that he can handle it, so he needs to limit the locus that they can handle it, and then to punish the Rishayim. V'hinei etzel yizbarich shu ein sof. By Hashem, who's at the essence of Hashem, which is ein sof. V'ein arechei love, nothing is compared to Hashem. V'chidei shiyah b'chinus chochmum bina midas. In order for there to be chochmum bina, tzarech lizbechinus achila. There has to be the concept of eating. Dr. Rebbe is explaining why Chochmah and Bina is eating and why the seven Midas are drinking. So he says like this, because Elokus itself is infinitely greater than the world, so there are no Midas there. In order for therefore to be Midas, he's going to explain what this means, there has to be Achila. There has to be eating. What does that mean? Hainu Ashpa Melmaila. Has to be a sustenance from above, like it says in the Zayv Eitz Chaim. Abba Yenik mi mazal aches, which is the level achila v'yenika de mazalis. In other words, even to create the level of chochma v'atzilus, there has to be a limitation of elukus. It has to go through limited mazalis or whatever it is that limits the level of elukus that is able to come into the world. That's what it means. The friend should eat above, meaning, in order for Chachma to exist as a limited entity, as great as it is, it has to be a limitation of Achila. Which are the Midas, there has to be the level of Shtia. Okay, we know medically and halachically. When you eat, why do you have to drink? There's a din shchunach at the end of a meal, especially if you wash, you have to drink. The aloch din shchunach. Why? What does drink do? Drink spreads the food around the body. It shouldn't be stuck in one place. So the liquid actually, right? They don't know what they're talking about anyway. But in Torah it says the purpose of drinking is that the food should go. You need this hashpa lematamata until it comes, kamei lemosha shtia. Right? What is the purpose of drinking? Melech ha-samaychel lemata. It takes the food to the down the body. Kimaydim yardim. Shevzehu shesu v'shich. That's what it means, drink and get drunk. That's his galus of nichnis yayin. Okay? So now the Rebbe says like this. What's the inyan of eating and drinking? It says eating is chochman bina, meaning in order to come from infinite alukus, limited spheres, even the highest levels of Chochma and Bina, there has to be a hashpah from above, meaning a limitation of above, to keep alukus in those spheres. Now, to bring it down to meters, which is even lower than you need drinking. Okay? So that's the concept when the Pasuk says, Ichlu Reim, Vishasu, Vishikru Deidim, it means eating is by the higher level of chokhmah and bina, you need to eat, but to bring the hashpa even lower, you need to drink. So he says, "Adin is bar in yin achilam out." Okay, now tzarich lahavin in shvi shvil pesach. He says, "Now we need to understand what shvi shvil pesach is all about." Kinei.
What did it say about wine?
No, he says it's okay because yayin nichnas yayin yotzei sod. That's the midas.
So that's you drink wine. It doesn't mean drink water.
Well, it says shu v'shikru. Both. There's two things. The pasuk, drink and get drunk. So it's two types of... Which, by the way, represents, so this explains, there's necessities and there's luxuries. Water is a necessity, and wine is the luxury. So that's the hashpa, the way it comes down. Huh?
It was in the Ayom Yom yesterday that...
There is a...
What is permissible is not necessary.
What?
What is permissible is not...
No, it's not what... Yeah, that, but that's not about... Okay, Dine Amar Azal. So now we need to understand Shvish or Pesach. It's interesting the way he's going. He's going to Shvish Yomim, and he talks about Lachem, all about food. Why you need food? That the body should be happy. And then he starts speaking about Olam Haba, what it means with eating and drinking. Now he says, okay, now we can understand Kriyas Yam Suf. So what does it mean?
Drinking with
Olam Haba,
or even now?
No, Olam Haba ain't by Le'achil of Ishtia. Now. Okay, Kinei Omer Azal, Chazal say like this, about Kriyas Yam Suf, Vros, and Shiv Chalayam, that the maidservant saw more by Kriyas Yam Suf than the greatest and Nevi'im Yechezkel ben Buzi saw in the Merkava that he saw, which we read after the first day Shavuos. Love and Eichem Rum is Beteira. Where is this alluded to in Teira? Sheyegil Elokos Godul Kolkach. That it was such a great revelation. Now it's like this. By Matan Teira, the Teira says clearly, Panim Bepanim Dibar Elokim Imachem. Right? Dibar Shem Imachem. By Matan Teira, the Pater clearly says, Hashem spoke to you face to face. So it says clearly there's a revelation of Elokus. Where does it say in the Torah, by Kriyas Yam Suf, there was this revelation of you? So he says, it's interesting because normally it says, okay, whatever. But how do they know? Where did Chazal get this concept that the Shiv Chalayam saw greater revelation of Elokus than Yechezkel ben Buzi? But right before Kriyas Yam Suf, the Jews were crying to Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Matitzak alai daber b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael." Just go. And also it says, "Hashem yilochem lachem atem tacharishim." Okay. So what is it? Matitzak. Basically, like this: the Jews were davening. Matitzak alai. Hashem said, "Be quiet. Why you? Why are you davening?" Then the pasuk says, "Atem tacharishim." Just shut up. Just be quiet. You're ruining it. Just lie still. So, what does Hashem care? This famous question. Al Pidin, if a Jew has a problem, you daven. They had a pretty big problem. The Yam in front, the ocean in the back, and they're finished. So what do you mean Hashem said, Matzah Sakilai? What else should they do?
So he said, behind all them, the army was
it says
them.
In the Zayah, the Rebbe quotes this, and says in the Zayah, on the post of Atem Tachadishun, sometimes Hashem says, don't even daven, just be quiet. Certain hashpos, as you're going to say, have to come from the ultimate level of bittul, just be quiet. But the Rebbe says like this, Kine Yadua, it's known, Shadibur, it comes to the level of Chochmah. Like a baby can't talk. Because they're lacking the level of chokhmah, right? Like it says, "Kedum Moshe Atink Shein Yochel Adaber Until Eat Vina Merazal Chokham Eim Adaber Befnei Misha Godul Mimenu." Chazal say, doesn't exist today. A chokham doesn't talk in front of people greater than him. Why? Because you need to have the level of bittul. Kamosh Misha Bal Befnei Melach Godul. Right? You come in from the presence of a great king, you just quiet, you don't talk. Hainu mishum da'ai, did the Torah l'mifl l'ibola. Because of the rule in halacha that we were just learning the other day, what you're busy spitting out, you can't absorb. Torah l'mifla, here's because you're busy absorbing, goes both ways. Because you're busy absorbing, you can't spit out. You can't spit out if you're absorbing, and you can't absorb if you're spitting out. So what does that mean? When you're talking, you can't hear. The concept in the presence of the king is to be makabel hashpa from the king. You're going to hack a chaynik, so then you can't listen if you're talking. He says, v'kriyas yamsuf, shenigla aleim gili alukosi yizbar shalamay mechinas chokma, therefore it says, atem tacharishun. Now, Rebbe is explaining, how did we know, how did the Gemara know that there's such a great revelation coming at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf? Because Hashem said, Tachrishon. Why? Why do you have to be quiet? What's wrong with davening? He says, there's such a great level of Hashpa, of Elukuz being revealed, talking is not going to allow you to absorb it. You're busy spitting out, how are you going to absorb it? That's what he's saying. If you're speaking, then you can't take in. Yeah, same thing. Therefore, tefilah shmanasi gamkein shu mein eis a gili b'chinas bittel a mashmi and kol. That's why the din is by shmanasi, like we learn out from Chana, you're not allowed to make noise when you daven. You have to daven quietly. Why? Because shmanasi is the level of atzilus, supposed to be the level of atzilus, which is the level of bittel. So you have to, it has to be quiet.
Yeah, but you're still asking for your needs.
Yeah, but in a quiet way. V'zeh heip hafach yom li'abasha shom nismachabay. The pasuk says like this, Hashem changed, transformed yam to yabasha, and you rejoice. It should have said baka yam. The yam didn't become yabasha. He split the yam, so the yabasha was revealed. He didn't transform the yam to yabasha. If you think about it, Pasuk says, "Havach yam yabasha." Hashem transformed the yam into yabasha. The Alter Rebbe asks, "Is that what happened?" He split the sea and it became yabasha. Achine yam or bechinas mashpia. Yam is the level of the git mashpia. V'yivo yabasha bechinas mekabel, meaning shayam mashpia lachluch is ba'aretz. The ocean, the seas, give the moisture into the earth, and then then it could go give produce. Kichol anecholim and alayam, because as the Shlomo Melech says, all the channels, all the canals go to the yam. Vayam ain't a molly, but the yam still doesn't get full. Meaning, almakayim sham necholim melchim sham. Because why doesn't the yam become full? Because when it hits the yam, it goes back to where it was. Because if all the necholim empty out into the sea, then they should become dried up. Obviously, they don't become dried up. I is going to the ocean, but the ocean gives it back. Where do clouds come from? The evaporation of the waters. And therefore it produces things. And therefore like this. Yam is mashpia, aret is mekabel. What happened to Kriyas Yamsuf? Yam became yabasha. The mashpia, or the mekabel became the mashpia. Of and therefore the waters opened up, because like it says, what did Yechezkel see? He only saw Pnei Aryeh. He saw the Merkava. There's four levels: Aryeh, Shor, Neshet. I mean, there's four levels. Mashenke b'kriyas yamsuf, ha'yagil alukus shalom ma'ilam b'chinas yizchalkus. In other words, in simple English, Yechezkel's nevuah, the Merkava was in Bria. At Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw Malchus of Atzilus, which is obviously a greater revelation. But because it was a greater revelation, there had to be shtik of Atem Tachrishon. So that's the source that the Chazal know that you saw such a great level of Elokus because the Pasuk is Matzis Hakelai. Ki emechines kerech digli the ice that freezes the water, therefore the water stood straight. Like it says, the Musa Rosh Yachayra ki akeina kerech, kerech bechines charek, zel in yivana vachesha veyoye veyoye lashin zachar, koi alo cheshech shachesech elohem. In other words, what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? He's quoting these psukim. It illuminated the night. That night was illumination of. At night was illumination. He says like this: the hine b'maisa b'reisha by actual creation, meaning by world. It's a vayavda l'kim bein or bein acheshich. There's a parsa, a curtain that separates between or and acheshich. Right, there had to be this division between light and dark. It says, "Rak b'yem alef misheshes mei bereshes shimshu or v'acheshes b'avuvia." Because it says like this: when did Hashem make vayavdil ben or ben acheshach? At the end of the first day. First it was or and acheshach, as the Gemara says, the first day of creation. Or and acheshach. We can't understand what that means. Or and acheshach were simultaneously existing. Ubadeli is stauschless, Hivdal Hashem had to separate it. Ubashas Kriyas Yamsuv, Her Bechinas Acheshech Hanal, which is a level of Yoshis Cheshech Sisra, meaning it places Cheshech on the highest of levels. Shalamalam Bechinas is stauschless. Okay, not in very simple English. In stauschless, it's either Ord and Cheshech. Yeah? Vayoyes Aloyla, what happened by Kriyas Yamsuv means that it became above Hishtalshulus, that Ur and Cheshach simultaneously existed. Which is a tremendously great Gili Ur, it's higher than Hishtalshulus. Because in world, it's either Ur or Cheshach. You can't have Ur and Cheshach simultaneously existing. If it's Ur, it's not Cheshach. Cheshach, not Ur. What happened in Kriyas Yamsuf? Because it was a Gili higher than world, or like we learned in the other Maim, Almed Diskasya, the hidden world of Yam. So then Yam and Yabasha could become Yam and Yabasha. It wasn't Stam, they wished to split the sea, and therefore the bottom of the ocean is Yabasha that he walked in. Then it shouldn't say Hafach Yom Yabasha. It said Yam became Yabasha. Which means the level of Malchus Datsilus, which is higher than world, became world. That's the greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, in order to have such a gilui, you have to shut up. Have to be quiet. No, because it has to be bittul. Because if you're talking, then you can't accept the gilui.
No offense.
No, he's told that a lot of times anyway.
Like
what?
The Moshe said Rav. Then Moshe was praying Hashem.
Hashem says, Avloch, it's enough. Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.